To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of June, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Meta, Microsoft, Epic Games are combining their powers and heading to the metaverse. Yes, these group of companies have now decided to band together so all that can be achieved for standards needed for an open metaverse. The organization actually is called the Metaverse Standards Forum and includes the members of Meta, of course, Microsoft, Huawei, Nvidia, Qualcomm, Sony Interactive Entertainment, Epic Games, and Adobe. And yeah, you'd be correct. You didn't hear the companies of Google or Apple there. That might be because Google is working on its own AR headset, project codename Iris. Plus, we've been hearing the same thing about Apple, too. They might call that one the Timmyverse. As for the Metaverse, these group of companies will focus on action-based projects and even possibly conduct some hackathons and working on open-source tools designed to accelerate the testing and adoption of Metaverse standards. They also said the members, yep, they're expected to meet up coming next month. Well, since Apple ain't part of the Metaverse Club, at least not yet, may never be, they're also not going to be part of the Home Hub. That's because Apple has confirmed that the iPad will no longer be supported as a Home Hub in iOS 16. Actually, the code in iOS 16 was first discovered by Steve Moser over at Mac Rumors. And those of you unfamiliar with Home Hub, it was there to actually take advantage of features like receiving accessory notifications and allowing other people to actually control your home. And it kind of makes sense that iPad would make the perfect Home Hub because of the bigger screen. Apparently, Apple doesn't think so anymore. And usually when Apple doesn't think so anymore, we probably have a new product coming our way. Slack is added to Huddle's video and multi-person screen sharing. Now, we all know Huddle's actually starts audio chats by default, but now you'll be able to switch to video as well. In fact, video Huddles can be opened in a separate window, and yes, you'll actually have the option to blur your background, just in case your place is a little messy. Now, the revamped Huddles, as they're calling it from Slack, will now support multi-person screen sharing, meaning several people will be able to share their screens at the same time, definitely making it easier to work on documents and presentations together. And of course, it is Slack, so you'll still be able to use emoji reactions in video huddles. And there's also going to be new animated effects, such as confetti and clapping hands. Yay! You know, just to make those awkward meetings even more awkward. And finally, got a package coming to you via FedEx. First and foremost, hope it arrives. Secondly, when it does arrive, FedEx is going to have the proof that they actually gave it to you. That's because FedEx will soon take photos of packages at your doorstep to provide actual proof of delivery when they actually don't require a signature, something that's actually becoming more commonplace nowadays. Now, this is an added service of FedEx, but it won't cost you a thing. It's a free service and will be available for both FedEx Express and FedEx Ground delivery customers. And even though FedEx says that this benefits the customers, it actually benefits them. It's basically a good source of protection for FedEx saying, yeah, oh, I didn't get my package. Oh, yes, you did. Now, if this all sounds familiar to you, yeah, Amazon did the same thing back in 2018. And as Amazon put it, it was to help customers locate their packages and provide proof of delivery. Again, though, it was really just for Amazon saying, yeah, you got your crap. Don't say you didn't. Now, currently, this feature will only be available in select markets and, of course, starting in the U.S. and Canada. It should be rolling out to other countries such as the U.K. and even Japan very soon. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website, of course, is britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN podcasts over there, including, of course, the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show, too. Of course, check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And the Slack room of the BTN community, we'd love for you to be part of the fun and probably video fun, too. Come on, join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way tomorrow for your Friday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.